Welcome to Newsfix, where we spend hours going through the news so you don't have to. Partial remains found are believed to be Brian Laundrie's, bringing a likely end to a massive manhunt, but opening another round of unanswered questions. It's Thursday, October 21st. Here's your Newsfix. The ongoing search for Brian Laundrie, the former partner of murdered Gabby Petito, has led to the finding of partial remains in Florida. The remains are believed to be Laundrie's and were found in an area that was underwater until recently. CNN cited a source saying the remains, quote, appear to have been there for a while and might take time to officially identify. Remember, for anyone unfamiliar with this case, Brian Laundrie and his long-term partner, Gabby Petito, were travel bloggers on a trip around the US over the summer. In September, Petito's body was found after she went missing, and a huge manhunt for Laundrie began. A coroner ruled Petito died from strangulation, and Laundrie, who mysteriously returned home from the trip without Petito before disappearing, was considered a person of interest in Gabby's death. Moving to what's happening today, in Armagh there is going to be a church service later to mark 100 years since the partition of Ireland and formation of Northern Ireland. The event has already been in the headlines a few times. Firstly, because Ireland's President Higgins turned down an invite, saying it would be inappropriate to attend. Secondly, the Queen reluctantly cancelled her trip at short notice yesterday after doctors advised she rest. In terms of who is actually attending, Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Irish Foreign Minister Simon Coveney are both expected to attend on behalf of their governments. As RTÉ News noted, Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill will not be there, but the SDLP are expected to send a representative. A new law, the Amos Amendment, has been proposed following last week's murder of Conservative MP Sir David Amos. It would mean that priests would have access to a dying person to give them their last rites, even in situations where it is a crime scene. Meanwhile, the threat level against MPs in the UK was raised to substantial on Wednesday. It's worth noting that substantial means a threat is likely, but it doesn't mean there are any specific attacks imminent or known about. In the pandemic, British Health Secretary Sajid Javid warned daily case numbers could reach 100,000 a day this winter. According to the Financial Times, Javid also warned it was England's last chance to avoid restrictions this winter, urging people to wear masks and get the booster jab. In Ireland, the government will today publish guidelines for nightclubs, restaurants, bars and live events. And in Melbourne, citizens are getting ready for restrictions to ease at midnight local time. As RTÉ News pointed out, the city has spent, quote, a cumulative 262 days or nearly 9 months under stay-at-home orders since March 2020, the world's longest. And there's two big topics trending on Twitter this morning. The first is hashtag Truth Social. Why? Well, the former US President Donald Trump announced he is starting a new social media platform called Truth Social to, quote, stand up to the tyranny of big tech. Trump expects it will be rolled out to the public within the first 3 months of 2022. And in the announcement, Trump was quoted as saying, "We live in a world where the Taliban has a huge presence on Twitter, yet your favorite American president has been silenced." Also trending online, hashtag Netflix walkout. Netflix staff staged a protest yesterday over the streaming service, including comedian Dave Chappelle's recent stand-up show. Chappelle makes multiple references to trans people throughout the special and has been widely accused of being transphobic. And if you want to know any more about this topic, in the newsletter we've linked to our Instagram page, where yesterday we uploaded a full explainer of every aspect of this story. That's today's fix. Have a great day.